When pronouncing the vowel letter E in English, you could do so in one of two ways. It could be pronounced as E, as in words like be, become, before, and so on. But it could also be pronounced as E, as in words like better, bet, and so on. The closest counterpart of the vowel letter E in Arabic is the kasra. However, in Arabic, there is only one variation of kasra when it is used, which is the first one, as E. And if you use the other variation, which is E, it will give you possibly one of the most common mistakes that is made by so many people, beginners and even intermediate learners. So how does this sound like and how can we fix it? Well, first, pronouncing kasra as e rather than e is called half kasra, since you're not adding the kasra all the way to the letter, and it's like you've already gone halfway through the kasra. This could be caused by the effect of your mother tongue, and for some Arabs, it would be the effect of their dialect. And although this doesn't change the meaning of the word, it is still considered as a mistake which should be avoided if you're after perfecting your recitation. Let's start by the most famous example in that matter, which is the basmala. If you're reading to your sheikh for the first time and you don't know about this, he will probably have to correct this mistake a couple of times until you get it right. Let's first hear how the mistake sounds like. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now, first of all, you heard me saying بسم. While in a sense I have added a kasra, it is not a full kasra, and it should be بسم. So بسم versus بسم. بسم الله. And in the word الرحمن, we also see it. الرحمن الرحيم is wrong, and it should be الرحمن الرحيم. So, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, not بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's have a look at another example.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Can you already hear the mistake? Let's hear it one more time, this time with the correct full kasra.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
So, رب العالمين is wrong. رب العالمين is correct. One final example.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه.
Now, I want you to take the time to try to pronounce it yourself and then compare it to my pronunciation.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه.
So we don't say من بعد, but we say من بعد. And we don't say بعد ميثاقه, but بعد ميثاقه.
الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه.
However, this also doesn't mean that you would exaggerate the kasra too much to the point that you would be adding a full ya, because then that would be a major mistake, since extending a short vowel will give you a long vowel. So, this is not what I mean.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Or
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
So pressing too much on the kasra or extending it is also a mistake and should not be made. So finding the balance, as with all tajweed rules, is the best option. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.